A life lived to the full requires the courage of your mind to trust your heart. In trusting your heart with just knowing, even when those around you never understand your wisdom. For now, to stay, to leave, to find another way. All about your life. Have you asked questions in your life to find out who you can be? You read, you ask, you listen. Who am I? How can I express what I know and feel? I want to tell you about how you can live your life, how your life can be, and then I'll ask you one question. Which of your lives do you want to choose? Think about it. All about your life. The life that is half fulfilled, or the one that is filled with all your aspirations of who you know how to be. Your life, your destiny, going forward and understanding all that you can be. By finding a meaning in life and expressing it to the full. Ideals and dreams are knowing what you can achieve. Loving to the full, following your passion, bringing life into full focus and expressing all you need. Beginning now, living all the life you have before you die. Serenity found. How? By your inner knowing. Being real. Knowing what your life is and who you are now. Who is this person and what do they say? How do you express that which is within your heart? When you find your voice empty of anger, empty of pain, but full of love for who you really are. Greet your heart and express in what you say how you are to those around you. Honesty in how you listen to what their heart is telling you about them. Love is for who in your life and for how long? The only person who you will journey with through your life, from beginning to end, is one special person. You. To love you is to know you. To know you is to love you. How many times will you let people stand between the most important relationship in our life? Do you agree how, when we have a fulfilling relationship with our true self, then all of the relationships we have or are yet to make take on a new light? How do you see them illuminated from such a new light? For this is my complete work. To witness another's understanding. To witness another's passion. To witness another's creativity. To witness another's love. To witness another. Inspiration is around us every waking day of our lives. It never changes or comes and goes. No, it is rather we who fluctuate between being connected as we create or act to remove blocks to the flow of such inspiration in our daily lives. A phone call today, a message of invitation. To be surprised by life is one of the most precious joys, which can be taken as a gift. What and who is a thing of our past, and how we relate to our future? The people and places from our past are no longer a part of us, save in our dreams, and they exist as dreams, to enable us to mould a different future. To travel far in our lives is a journey which began before we were born. Our birth was to engage on such a journey, and never will we falter with each step we take throughout life. To embark on expressing our wisdom as images and not words, which tumble in a myriad of expressions, requires the mirror of another to enable our wisdom to come forth. Perspectives change as our life unfolds, bringing new ideas, experiences, understanding, loss and gain. True perspective is wider and larger than our life, and each day's events for us are within, but not of this world. To support another, to express their creativity, express their passion, express their unique knowing, express their care, express their understanding. Understanding and wisdom of life are our birthright, which some handle with care for the precious self we are. When our life may appear broken, we may look within and discover the depth of our wise understanding of the event which has unfolded. The reflections of our futures are often seen from our past, but not of our own thoughts, but rather what others saw and reflected to us then. Examine what they saw and told you now in your present, and from this you will know your future. How can you know and enjoy the light unless you see the darkness? Not all know or understand what we know, see and understand, but such people are there for us as much as we might be there for them. There is no instruction book for life yet written, save for the knowledge of our soul, as we express all and more of who we are and what we know how to express. To play is to work, and to work is to play. To play is to create. To work is to create. To love is to create. To love is to exchange, and in such exchange consciously discover, and to see another part of my true being, and witness such expression. If you find me as I wait for you, then stand close so I may know you. If you find me when I am lost in life, then hold me close until I am sure again. If you find me when I am no longer with you here in this life, then hold me until you are sure again. If I find you, then our hearts will know. If you find me, make me yours, so I may be sure that we are real. If you find me, then I shall stand with you in life through the passing days, till we meet again on another shore. Soulmates do not exist, but are instead soul connections or reflections with such a connection spanning many parallel lives to enrich and explore the various facets which compose this and each of the parallel lives we share our soul connections within. Karma does not exist, for there is no time, and all our individual parallel life expressions are lived as one. To return to a theme in our life brings a simple lesson into sharp focus. What one simple thing do we need to change in this regard forever? Of all my tomorrow's known and unknown, tomorrow's real and imagined, tomorrow's I will believe in from my heart, tomorrow's I shall discard with my mind. Loves I shall know. Loves I shall borrow. Loves I shall cherish. Loves which I shall once more discover in this life.